is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS Inc.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at GOFFENAfurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he'd actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allenbaugh Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenbaughInsurance.com. That's Allenbaugh. Let Allenbaugh go to work for you.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
They're playing basketball.
16 seconds to go, first quarter. Long three ball. Convoy Crestview, way short. Rebound Redskins, up the floor to Rose. 8 seconds left. Deep right corner, Corinne Heitkamp, a bomb. Short, no good. Rebound stuck up and in at the buzzer. Schultes, an amazing shot.
And you'll enjoy one amazing game after another on ScoresBroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
There's still life in the Yellow Jackets. Down six, 55 seconds to go. Here's Gordon on the arc. Gives it up on the play to Tabor. Back to Andre. Straightaway triple. Good! Sydney's within three. 41-38.
ScoresBroadcast.com has covered more than 1,600 exciting high school basketball games since 2006.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained a three. Just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no, great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out for Gordon. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five.
Wow. Oh, we'll wow you with terrific plays and three-pointers at crunch time.
Rebound pinballed right back to Priest Ryan. Walked on the play. Walked on the play. Jacob Playman. Outlet to Paul. Botkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good. Botkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
And ScoresBroadcast.com has called numerous state championships like this one.
Jacob Playman to the stripe. 7.4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Playman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk! It fell through. Botkins up four.
ScoresBroadcast.com is online and on the air with thrilling boys and girls high school basketball.
Top of the circle, Holscher. Oh, she's got an avenue right down the lane. Streak to the rim. Left-handed shot. Banked it home. It's a beauty. Corinne Heitkamp airmails one in from 25. Left wing, open player, Brandewee bombs away, in again. Corinne Heitkamp, Colleen Brandewee, back-to-back trays. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Walton.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Laramie girls out on the hardwood
They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And welcome to Troy High School's Trojan Activity Center. I am Brian Billing alongside Chuck McBee. We are here for a Division IV district semifinal between the Layman Catholic Cavaliers and the Bakken's Trojans. These two squads facing off for a berth in a district final a week from today at University of Dayton Arena. Layman Catholic enters with a 17-6 overall record. The Cavaliers beat Southeastern 46-44. In a sectional final on Wednesday to advance. Bakken's enters today's game with an 18-6 record. The Trojans ran away in the fourth quarter and beat Triad 60-26 to advance to today's game. That was a weird game. Tied in the second quarter. Bakken's was ahead by 10 at the end of the third, and then outscored Triad 24-0 in the fourth to really run away with that one. Should be an interesting game between two squads that met last year. J.J. Meyer hit a three at the buzzer to give the Trojans a 35-32 win over Layman in a second-round game last year in Piqua. We're going to pause for a commercial break. And when we come back, we'll take a look at the Cavaliers and the Trojans. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Lehman and Bakkens both on the court, already doing their informal warm-ups. We are about 23 minutes and counting on the countdown clock right now. The squads will be going at it in earnest here in a while, preparing for today's game. Chuck, you've seen both of these squads this season. I know you've seen Bakkens a little more than you've seen Lehman. A hot three-point shooting team. However, the concern from talking to Coach Phil Groves after their victory on Monday when I interviewed him for the Sydney Daily News was that they were a little too wanting of just standing on the arc and waiting to shoot a three-pointer. Is that tough for teams that get into that habit when they have a lot of outside shooters?
Well, yeah, you can get, especially depending on the defense that's being played, but if you're playing against a zone, you can get a look at a three about any time you want. So you want good ball movement. You know, yeah, if you're standing and running against a man-to-man and you're trying to do everything behind the arc, we just watched a game we didn't cover, but Legacy Christian Girls, they must have shot 25 threes in the game.
That's right.
That's basically all they shot. So I understand his concern, and they need to be able to get everybody going because they just do such a good job of getting to the rim, and that's what they're going to have to do. And they're going to have to key on Donovan O'Leary. The kid is 6'4". He's a senior. He's really strong, and he's going to be pounding inside with them, and that's going to be, I think, a matchup for Herzog. And the key there is they need Herzog to stay in the game. They can't get him in foul trouble, so they might have to make some adjustments defensively.
Yeah, O'Leary is a real low this year. He was a first-team Three Rivers Conference selection, is averaging 17 points per game. Lehman has their fair number of three-point shooters as well, including C.J. Olding. He hit the game winner in a come-from-behind victory over Southeastern in overtime on Wednesday. What's the key when you have a big post like that, Chuck? Is it doing inside out to try to get your shooters the opportunity? You don't want to force them when you've got a kid like that who can drive in, right?
Well, Larry likes to have the ball in his hands. He's not really a post-up inside type of player. He likes to drive and facilitate, and he'll get the ball out to Carlisle, Lachey, Olding. All three of those young kids can shoot the ball, and that's what Bakkens is going to have to defend, because if they don't cut him off, he's going to take it to the rim, because he's, like I said, he's really strong. And if they do step in, they're going to have shooters, so their rotation defensively tonight is going to have to be good.
And even Shane France, a freshman, has come on as a shooter recently for Lehman. He's a 6'5 freshman wing. I believe he hit two against the Southeastern Trojans on Wednesday. Lehman takes on the Bakkens Trojans tonight. That was a classic a year ago, Chuck.
Yeah, it was a good one. I mean, it went down to the wire, and Meyer hit. They was going. I had already marked my overtime, and Meyer hit a huge three at the buzzer, and they ended up beating them by three. So, you know, if that's the type of game we're going to have tonight, that'll be fun.
We will see what kind of matchup we have, and we're going to take a look at both of the team's statistics here when we return. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with Score
InfoWarsBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering & Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery powered, street legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney, your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney, high quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman, hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I bet you didn't know, Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Securecon in Minster, SECURCOM, online at securecon.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Welcome back to Troy High School's beautiful Trojan Activity Center. I am Brian, filling alongside Chuck McPhee. We are here for a Division IV district semifinal as Lehman Catholic takes on Botkins. Again, these two teams met in a sectional final last year. J.J. Meyer hit the game winner for the Trojans to lift them to a 35-32 victory in that contest. Now they meet up again with a spot in a district final a week from today at University of Dayton Arena. Quality manufacturing is not at all expensive. It is priceless at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi. The production standard of Francis Manufacturing is extremely high, and it has to be because Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. Francis creates castings that weigh fractions of an ounce up to several hundred pounds. Their highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing has been one of the very best aluminum sand casting suppliers for a long, long time. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com to promote them. Lehman enters 17-6 overall on the year. The Cavaliers are the home team tonight. Botkins is 18-6 overall on the year. Lehman played terrible in the first half of a Division IV sectional final on Wednesday. There's no doubt about that. And as I wrote in my article in the Sydney Daily News, you can't say they played well in the second half, but they played well enough to make the comeback, made the shots when they had to. They were able to force overtime in that one. They had a chance to win it, but could not get a good shot off before the end of regulation. However, as we noted a little earlier here in our pregame coverage on scoresbroadcast.com, after an injury timeout, Lehman worked it in with about 15 seconds left in overtime. Turner Lachey drove in from the right side with about 12 seconds left. Then he threw it back out on the left wing to C.J. Olding, who made a beautiful three-point shot, nothing but net, with about 5 seconds left to put Lehman ahead. Southeastern had to race down. They got off an awkward shot that hit off of the rim, and Lehman was able to get out of here with a win. It is not often you will see a team fall behind 25-3 in the first half like Lehman did and come back to win it. As Coach Pat Carlisle said after the game, you have to credit the squad for not giving up in that one and continuing to play through. I talked to Carlisle, and he also said it's fitting that losing on a buzzer beater last year, they get to get a rematch with Botkins by winning on a buzzer beater this year. Carlisle is now in his sixth season at the helm of Lehman's program, and the Cavaliers have had a good season. They finished fourth in the Three Rivers Conference this year, and they are the number 7 seed in the Dayton Division IV sectional. Botkins enters with the number 4 seed in the sectional. Both of these squads, again, taking advantage of the open Dayton Division IV sectional this year. The Northern Shelby County teams, and then also some of the teams from Northern Miami and then in Dark County and Champaign County that were always locked into the Pequa Sectional. With it going to a Super Sectional, had the opportunity to play at a different site this year. We talked in our girls broadcast earlier today how well that worked out. Jackson Center and Bakken's ended up playing in a district semifinal. Both Rushi and Bakken's were able to advance to district finals. Of course, Fort Laramie was there for a seventh consecutive year. So you had four SCAL teams in district semifinals, three of which advanced to district finals this year. And these two squads hoping to take advantage and get to a district final. Again, as I said, the winner will play coming up a week from today. That game tentatively scheduled to be the 8 o'clock Division 4 district final. There are five games scheduled for the day. There are two in a different division that are scheduled for the morning, and then three Division 4 games scheduled for 4, 6, and 8 o'clock. It'll be a busy day for us, Chuck. We'll have the regional final girls game at 2 in Vandalia before heading down to UD.
Yeah, we'll get the one in there, but at least none of them mean that I have to be there at 9 o'clock in the morning like I was here this morning.
Looking at layman's stats for the year, we talked about senior forward Donovan O'Leary. He is the squad's go-to player. That's why he was a first-team All Three Rivers Conference selection. He averages 17.2 points, 9 rebounds per game for the Cavaliers. Also averages a block and a half a game. I talked about Shane France, a freshman, how much he's come on this year. He is the squad's second leading scorer now. He averages just short of 9 points per game. Also averages 5.5 rebounds per game. Turner Lachey chips in 6.5 points for the Cavaliers. Lachey was big in the victory against Southeastern on Wednesday. O'Leary led Layman in that contest by scoring 16 points, and Lachey added 14. Olding, who hit the game winner, finished with 8 in that contest. It was a weird game, as I mentioned a little bit ago here in our pregame coverage, when Bakken's faced Triad. The Cardinals, who had played several teams close in the year, did play close in the first half. It was tied 13-13 midway through the second quarter. Bakken's finished on an 8-2 run to take a 21-15 halftime lead. The Trojans pushed their advantage to 15 in the third before Triad cut the gap to 36-26 heading into the fourth, and then Bakken's ran away by scoring 24 unanswered points in the fourth quarter. Colin Dosek led Bakken's with 18 points in that game. Jordan Herzog scored 11. Russell Lenhart scored 10. And Noah Topp scored 9. It's been a big day here for Bakken's. The girls team played in the first girls district final. That was a 10:30 tip-off here today. They lost a heartbreaker after scoring 10 straight points to tie Rushi 34-34. Rushi hit a miraculous game winner to earn a 36-34 victory and advance to a regional semifinal next Thursday. But that was the Lady Trojans' first district final appearance since 1998. They were happy to be there. Bakken's is hoping to get back to a district final. They made it consecutive years, of course, when they won state in 2021 and then made it a year later. They advanced to a regional final and ended up losing to Tri-Village in that regional final.
That girl had never seen a man speak before. I think the way she was staring at you.
Bakken's hoping to try to get back after failing to get to a district final last year. Chuck, they are a very balanced team overall. A lot of guys score consistently. Dosek, though, as we've talked about, has been their big, consistent leader this year.
He has been. I'll tell you, I think when they play their best basketball, Jordan Herzog is scoring for them. Dosek and Paul, lights-out shooters. J.J. Meyer, as good a three-point shooter as they've had, and that includes his brother, who was an outstanding three-point shooter. Then they got Noah Top at 6'1". He comes in. And Flora at 6'3". These are kids that are going to have to play tonight. And Colton Plyman, he's 6'4", junior, missed a lot early. He had a knee problem, but he's kind of rounding himself into shape. And we might see a little bit of Colton tonight also.
Adosek is in his second year as a starter. He was a first-team All-Shelby County Athletic League selection this year. And we mentioned his big game against Triad this past Wednesday. He also scored in double digits in the Trojans' first playoff victory of the year. We're going to pause for a brief break here on scoresbroadcast.com, and when we come back, we will have the Francis Schulze keys to the game. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulze in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components for these two teams today. There are key building components as well. For Lehman, get the ball to O'Leary. Let him be able to drive in and penetrate. Don't force any other shots. Also be able to handle the ball well and not create unnecessary turnovers. That's something they did on Wednesday that Southeastern was able to capitalize on early. For Botkins, Coach Phil Groves has talked to me about what he wants them to do here in their recent games. He's been displeased that they've settled for too many three-pointers. They have to get good ball movement as well. Do not rely on the threes. And then, as far as defense, as you talked about, Chuck, you have to be able to contain O'Leary. That will be a big assignment today for Jordan Herzog inside. Botkins cannot foul and afford to give O'Leary and the Lehman free throw shooters any chances as well. Remember, the finest building components for Francis Schulze can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Thank you, Ken Francis, and all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi. We'll pause for one more break. When we come back, we will have the starters and get this contest underway. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort...
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a 2-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Welcome back to Troy High School's Trojan Activity Center. I am Bryant Billing, better known as the sports editor of the Sydney Daily News, and for our fearless leader, Jack Kramer, joined by Chuck McBee. We are here for a Division IV district semifinal between Layman Catholic and Bakken's. The starters for both teams are being introduced right now. We have them for you here as well. First for Bakken's, which is the visiting team today, a 5'10" junior guard, Colin Dosek. A 5'11" senior guard, Rylan Paul. A 5'7" senior guard, J.J. Meyer. A 6'4" junior forward, Russell Lenhart. And a 6'4" senior center, Jordan Herzog. Starters for Layman, which is the home team here tonight. A 5'10" sophomore guard, Turner Lachey. A 5'10" junior guard, Daniel Carlisle. A 6'3" senior guard, Donovan O'Leary. A 5'10" sophomore guard, C.J. Olding. A 6'5" freshman forward, Shane France. Both squads out on the court right now and getting ready to tip off here. Both with very similar records. Again, Layman 17-6 overall. Bakken's 18-6. That one game difference due to Layman taking a first round bye in tournament play. The Cavaliers working it here on the first possession of this game. Thank you so much for listening here on scoresbroadcast.com. Lachey on the left wing for Layman. He throws it out to France at the top of the key. France dribbling with it, dribbles left side, and throws it over to O'Leary, way out at the top of the key. O'Leary goes to Olding. Olding goes back to France. He nearly loses it, regains control, and then throws it to Lachey on the left wing. Lachey goes to O'Leary. Leary Shot fakes, then passes it. Now it's to Lachey. He goes up for a three from the left wing. It's no good. Watkins grabs the rebound. J.J. Meyer races down the court for the Trojans. Meyer goes inside. The Trojans nearly lose it. Meyer there to regain it. He throws it over to Dosek. Dosek goes, throws it to Lenhart. Lenhart goes over to Paul. After a couple more passes, Paul finds himself with it now. He goes to Dosek. Dosek pulls up for a mid-range jumper. It's no good. There's a fight for the ball. Ball goes out of bounds off of Bakkens. It will be Lehman ball.
Took me a second to look at Meyer. He got all of his hair cut off.
Yeah, they had a lot of Mohawks on Bakkens' team, and they've all done buzz cuts now for tournament time. They started that for tournament, so all sporting about the similar length of hair right now. 6 minutes, 28 seconds left in the first quarter. Lehman on its second possession of the night. There's a three from the left corner by Carlisle. It's off the back of the rim, no good. Hits out of bounds off Herzog, though, and it will be Lehman ball. The Trojans wearing black. They're going from left to right on your computer or smartphone here in this first half. Lehman going from right to left. O'Leary takes the inbounds pass, misses a three from the left wing. Watkins races down. Meyer with it on the right wing. He dribbles around and throws a pass inside to Paul. Paul goes to Meyer. Meyer throws it over to Herzog on the left wing. Herzog goes in the left corner to Dosek. Dosek dribbles inside, then goes back to Meyer, who raced around the right side, pulls up for a jumper. It's no good. There's a rebound inside by Lenhart, but he has it ripped away by O'Leary. O'Leary throws it down to Lachey. Lachey gets it across half court. No score between Watkins and Lehman. 5:37 and counting left in the first quarter of this Division IV district semifinal here in Troy. Lachey with it. He goes over in the left wing to Olding. Olding looking while being guarded by Dosek. O'Leary comes over and takes a short pass. O'Leary then throws a bounce pass back out at the volleyball line to Lachey. Lachey throws it over to Olding on the right side. After a couple more passes, Lachey has it, dribbles to the free throw line, then backs out. Nearly stolen on a pass, but France keeps it, goes inside, puts up a floater, and gets it to fall for the first basket of the game. Lehman takes a 2-0 lead over Bakkens. 5 minutes left in this first quarter. Dosek pulls up for a jumper and answers for the Trojans back on their end. 3 minutes without a basket, Chuck, and now two quick ones in 10 seconds.
I said the lid is now off the baskets on both ends.
2-2 tie between Lehman and Bakkens. Lachey takes it down, throws it to Olding. Left wing three, it is no good. Herzog grabs the rebound, gets it across half court. He throws it to Meyer. Meyer goes back to Paul, and we have a whistle. Paul was dribbling inside on the left side. The foul goes against Carlisle for Lehman. Herzog throws it into Meyer. 4:25 and counting now in this first quarter. Dosek with it now for the Trojans after a couple of passes. Herzog has it on the left wing. He throws it over to Paul. Paul goes inside. Looked like he was going to shoot. Then instead threw a pass to Meyer. And Meyer, right there in the low post, goes up and gets a shot off the glass to give Watkins a 4-2 lead. Just under four to play in the first quarter now.
Post up for your 5'7 point guard there.
It was a great move. There is a great move. An answer by Donovan O'Leary. He goes inside and gets a shot off the glass to tie it 4-4. 3:42 and counting now left in the first quarter. Dosek, three, right wing. It's good. Only thing I thought on that is I didn't know if that left foot was over the line or not there. My coat's hanging on the rail, though, and partially blocked my view, so I will trust the official's call. It's a 7-4 lead by the Cavaliers. We are atop the visitor stands here in Troy. We're a little off-center, right above Bakkens' bench. There is a travel before a shot that was made.
Offensive foul.
Okay, I missed that call. Yeah, Thank you, Chuck.
Called that on France.
Lehman could have used the basket that the foul negated, too. It was before the shot, right, Chuck?
Yeah, offensive foul. He took a forearm and kind of shoved off to give him the opening for the shot. Official right on top of it.
Bakken's ahead by three, looking to extend its lead now after that offensive foul. Meyer dribbles in from the left side, puts a shot off the glass. It's no good. Lehman able to get it after a couple of deflections. France comes away with it. The Cavaliers get back down to their end. O'Leary, right wing, goes inside. He gets the shot to fall, but it doesn't count because he was called for a charge on that.
Yeah, good job. And that Herzog stood there and took it. And I'll tell you, if you're going to take a charge from him, you just earned the foul.
Bakken's will take it in after that. The Trojans are ahead 7-4, 2:50 and counting in the first quarter as Bakken's gets it across half court. Dosek dribbles it in from the top of the key, and we have a travel violation call. He put up an awkward shot that did fall in, but it does not count. He was trying to make a move there with that pressure inside, Chuck, and made too much of a move.
Yeah, he slid his foot about 2 feet.
Lachey gets it across half court for Lehman. Deron Pride's come in off the bench for the Cavaliers. There is a three by Lachey. It is no good. Pride, a 6'0" junior forward, really brings in some additional size. He's a big football player for the Cavaliers as well. And is definitely built like one. After a missed shot, we have a foul that goes against Dosek. That is his first. That's just Bakken's first of this first quarter. Lehman at three team fouls. 2:15 and counting left in the first quarter as Pride gets it across half court for Lehman. Pride with the top of the key. Lachey comes, takes the handoff, then throws a pass to France. France dribbled in from the left wing, then goes back out to Pride. Looked like that could have been an offensive foul there on France again, Chuck.
Yeah, same thing.
Lachey with it after a couple more passes. Pride now has it on the right wing. It goes back to O'Leary at the top of the key. France has it left wing. Dribbles inside. That's an offensive foul on France there.
You can't just lower your shoulder and think you're going to get through the lane. Bakken plays too good a defense.
That is his second foul. He heads to the bench. And now Lehman brings in Devin Pride, the brother of Deron Pride. So both of the Prides are in now. Devin Pride, similarly, a well-built guy.
Athletic-looking young man, aren't they?
Pride also a 6'0" junior forward. There's a three from the left wing by Paul. It's no good. We have a whistle. Look like a Bakken's player stepped out with it, Chuck.
Yep.
And Lehman will take it in from under its own basket. 1:27 and counting left in the first quarter. Bakken's is ahead of the Cavaliers 7-4. Lachey dribbles right, then goes to O'Leary at the top of the key. O'Leary goes in, thought about a mid-range shot, then throws a pass back out to Devin Pride. Pride hands it off to O'Leary. O'Leary then throws it over on the right side of the court to Lachey. Lachey dribbling, goes inside, throws a pass down low to Deron Pride, and he is able. Nope, his shot falls down.
That didn't go in.
It's a tough break for him. Bakken's grabs the rebound, gets it down to its end. Herzog goes for a shot down low. No good. There's a fight for the rebound. Lachey has it, and he throws it off of Dosek to be able to maintain possession as he was falling out of bounds.
Well, this has been a slugfest as far as scoring.
That was as good of a look down there as Pride could have, but that ball just hung on the rim and did not fall in.
Yeah, it didn't put quite enough spin on it.
O'Leary ready to throw it in after a brief pause in action. He exchanges it with Devin Pride, and O'Leary throws it across half court to Lachey. 36 seconds and counting. Lachey looks, throws it to Olding. Olding goes to Deron Pride. After a couple more passes, Lachey has it from the left wing. Fell down, is able to maintain his dribble. Throws a pass to O'Leary. And O'Leary knocks down a three from the left wing. That could have been disaster for Lehman. Heads up play by Lachey to keep it alive. Get it to O'Leary. And it's a tie game, 7-7. 10 seconds and counting left in the first quarter as Bakken sets up for the last shot here. Herzog has it. He throws a bounce pass to Eli Pitts, who's in off the bench. Pitts cannot get a shot to fall before the buzzer. So we end the first quarter here in Troy with a 7-7 tie between Botkins and Lehman. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
These two teams are not the only Division IV teams from Shelby County in action. Jackson Center is taking on Franklin Monroe in a district semifinal. Up in Piqua right now, we will have updates for you as we get them from that contest. That was a 6 o'clock tip-off as well. Lehman comes away with the ball there after Bakken's first possession. I missed what happened there, Chuck.
They ran a play for Herzog, and he blew the layup.
Lehman gets the rebound after that. The Cavaliers working it around their end. Lachey with it right now. He throws it to Devin Pride, who throws a pass over to Daniel Carlisle. After a couple more passes, Lachey has it again. He pulls up from a 4-8-3 from the left wing. No good. Herzog throws it over to Noah Topp, who's in off the bench, and Topp comes away with the rebound. He has it now at the top of the key, and he is fouled. That was Deron Pride with the foul. Lehman's first of this second quarter. Bakken's will take it in. Clock has stopped with 7 minutes and 5 seconds left in this second quarter. Lehman and Bakken's are tied 7-7. Dosick dribbling near the volleyball line with it. He gives a short pass to Paul. Paul throws it to Herzog. Herzog at the free throw line goes over to Topp on the right wing. Topp goes inside, puts a shot off the glass. It rattles and falls out. Looked like it may bounce in. It took a bounce out. Ball deflected out by Bakken's after the missed shot. And Lehman will take it in. Lachey walking it down past half court. He throws it over to O'Leary. O'Leary right wing being guarded by Topp right now. After a couple of more passes, Lachey has it on the left wing. He goes to Devin Pride. Pride, there's a whistle. There was a pass over to O'Leary. Not sure where the foul came from. They call that on Herzog. That's just Herzog's first and Bakken's first of this second quarter. Clock has stopped with 6 minutes and 26 seconds left. Tie score still between the Cavaliers and the Trojans. Inbounds pass to O'Leary. Shot bounces off the rim. No good. There's a nice look on the inbounds there. O'Leary cannot get it to go. Botkins goes back to work on its end after grabbing the rebound. Herzog with it. Throws it back to Dosek. Dosek goes back to Herzog. He goes inside for a shot. It's no good. There's a fight for the rebound. O'Leary comes away with it finally. Lachey gets it across half court. Goes to Carlisle. Carlisle goes to O'Leary. O'Leary goes to Devin Pride. Devin Pride dribbling with it. He throws it to Deron Pride. And he goes back out to Lachey. There is a long three by O'Leary after he got a short pass. It's no good. Dosek is there for the short rebound. That was a long shot there, Chuck.
Both teams a little frustrated offensively right now.
There's a three missed by Dosek. Rebound by Top. He has a putback attempt blocked. Lehman gets the rebound and gets it across half court. I didn't see who blocked it there. Was it one of the Prides?
Deron Pride.
And Deron Pride is the one with it now at the top of the key. He exchanges with his brother, then throws it to O'Leary. O'Leary goes back to Deron Pride. He dribbles inside from the left side, puts up a shot. It's no good. There's Top for the rebound. He goes to Herzog and gets it across half court. Top takes a pass, almost lost it, but regains control. Goes to Dosek. A couple of more passes, and now with it is Russell Lenhart. Lenhart throws a short pass to Paul on the left side. Lenhart with it again. He goes to Paul. Paul goes over to Top. Top goes back to Paul, who goes inside. He looked like he was going to shoot, but Deron Pride was right in there. We have a foul. They call that foul on Devin Pride. And they say that was a shooting foul for Paul, so he will head to the free throw line.
I never understand how it can be a shooting foul if he threw a pass.
I've wondered that myself.
But hey.
Botkins will try to take advantage to break the tie here. Rylan Paul's first free throw is through, nothing but net. Second one is coming up. He is a 5'11" senior guard for the Trojans. He is averaging 8.5 points per game. He's shooting 70% from the free throw line this season. Paul's second free throw is up, rattles around, and falls in. That gives Botkins a 9-7 lead, 4:34 and counting left in this second quarter. Lehman gets it across to its side. Lachey dribbling right wing, went inside, almost pulled up for a jumper, then throws it to Carlisle in the left corner. Carlisle goes to Olding. Olding throws it over to Devin Pride. Devin Pride with it. After a couple of more passes, now with it is Lachey in the right wing. He goes over to Devin Pride. O'Leary with it at the top of the key. He goes inside, goes up for a shot. It's no good, but he was fouled as he shot, I believe, by Herzog, Chuck.
Yeah,
that is
second.
Who they call it on. We talked in the pregame about how he wanted to watch his fouls. And as Chuck notes, now he has two midway through the second quarter.
And he hasn't scored, so that's a bad combination.
O'Leary, first free throw, rattles in. Second one coming up. Botkins brings in 6'5" senior center Grant Floor for Herzog. O'Leary shooting 69% from the line this year. He cannot get that one to fall. It rattled out, but he splits the pair, and that cuts the gap to 9-8, 3:53 and counting left in the second quarter. Dosek, long three left side, no good. There, coming in and grabbing the rebound is Lenhart. Botkins kicks it back out and goes to work again. Rylan Paul with it. He backs out on the left side. Looks, then throws it over to Flora. Flora goes to Dosek. Dosek goes inside. Pivots and throws a pass back out. With it is Meyer. He pulls it for a long three and nails it. Nothing but net. J.J. Meyer, 5'8" senior guard. Chuck said it in the pregame. He is an awesome three-point shooter. He gets that one to fall. Botkins has its first multiple possession lead at 12-8, 3:09 and counting left in the second quarter. They're pulling up for a three and getting it. Nothing but net from the right corner is Devin Pride. He looked a little hesitant to shoot it, Chuck, but he's able to knock it down. Nothing but net. It's a one-point game again. There, Dosek fires up a three. It's off the rim. No good. Lehman grabs the rebound and races down to its end. Pride again looked hesitant on that three he made, but wasn't facing a lot of defensive pressure and decided to shoot it.
Well, neither one of the Prides are known for their scoring, so that's just a wonderful thing for Gleiman if they can get a three out of him. They're not guarding him in the corner.
Bakkens knocks a ball loose out of bounds, and Lehman will throw it in from under its own basket. 2:28 left. Bakkens leads 12-11. Ball knocked loose, and I believe that's going to be a foul on Flora, who was guarding O'Leary. That is who it's called on. So Flora picks up his first foul, and he just came in for Herzog about a minute ago.
Well, they got three fouls now guarding O'Leary, so that's not real bad for a half.
Lachey dribbling with it after getting the inbounds pass. He backs out near half court here. Coach Pat Carlisle comes up and yells instructions to him. Now with it is O'Leary. He dribbles inside, spinning, looking, throws a pass down low to Olding, and Olding takes it up and gets it to fall. Lehman has a 13-12 lead after scoring five straight points. Bakkens looking for a response on its end. They throw it inside to Flora, and we have a foul. That looks like it's going to go against Olding. That is who the foul is called on. That was the third team foul for Lehman. Both teams at three fouls apiece right now. We are under two to play in this second quarter. Meyer with it on the right wing. He throws it to Flora. Flora throws a pass to Dosek. Now with it on the right wing is Paul. Paul dribbles around the arc and throws it to Flora. Flora goes to Meyer. Meyer left wing goes back to Flora. Ball passed and knocked loose. Dosek not able to come up with it as he tries to save it. It goes out of bounds in front of Lehman's bench. And the Cavaliers take it in from there. 1:19 and counting left in this second quarter. Lachey gets it across half court for Lehman. On the right wing now, he goes over to Devin Pride. Pride goes back to Lachey. Lachey goes to O'Leary. O'Leary to Olding. Olding to Carlisle on the left wing. Olding back out near the top of the key, a little to the left. Now with it's Lachey. Three, right wing, off the rim. No good. Flora goes down low, picks the rebound up at the free throw line. Bakkens gets it back down the court. With it is Paul. Paul throws a pass to Lenhart, who drives inside and cannot get a shot to fall. Olding grabs the rebound, races back down, past half court, goes up for a shot. It's good, and it's an offensive foul. I didn't know for sure what they were going to call there, Chuck, but they do call the charge on Olding as he drove inside there.
Yeah, that was the correct call. You just can't lower your shoulder. You got to go straight, and that's why you teach kids to jump stop. You don't take the ball lower than the foul line unless you got a direct line to the rim, and that's a lost art.
Lehman leads Bakkens 13-12 with 34.5 seconds left in the second quarter. A couple of substitutions here. The officials talk for a while with J.J. Meyer, and then they allow Bakkens to take it in. Bakkens gets it to Dosek, who's dribbling out near half court. Lehman looks content to let them go for one shot here. 13-12, Lehman leads. As the Trojans go for the last shot, Dosek throws a bounce pass over to Top. Top goes down inside to Herzog, who came back in. He goes up for a shot. It's no good, but he was fouled as he shot with 3.8 seconds left, and he'll go to the free throw line. What do you think of the decision there by Coach Gross putting Herzog back in? they went for him there. They were definitely looking for him to shoot in this situation.
Well, they put him in an offensive situation and going to take the last shot, so I have no problem with that at all.
There's a timeout to wipe some perspiration off the floor under the basket. Colin Dosick gets charged with that task.
Did a nice job, too.
Lehman trying to take, or excuse me, Bakken's trying to take advantage of its height there. Noah Topp was also in as well. Herzog puts up his first attempt. It hits off the rim, no good.
That wasn't even close.
On the year, Herzog is shooting 51% from the free throw line. He averages 10.5 points per game. Second attempt is off the front of the rim, no good. O'Leary grabs the rebound. He races down past half court, pulls up for a long shot. It is no good. As time expires in the first half, Lehman has a 13-12 halftime lead over Bodkins. We're going to pause for a break. When we come back, we'll have a complete first half recap. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Frisch's Fish Fry is back, and we've got something delicious for every day of the week. Get our zesty hand-breaded lemon pepper fish sandwich topped with lettuce and our original tartar sauce. Available every day. Stop in, carry out, or order online at Frisch's DoorDash and Uber Eats. Or bring the fam on Fridays for our unlimited seafood bar for only $12.99. Loaded with all your favorites, like baked or fried whitefish, crispy shrimp, ooey-gooey mac and cheese, and more. Frisch's is your place for fish fry all season long. Catch it before it's gone.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BrukensPub.com.
Halftime here on scoresbroadcast.com is brought to you by J&J Brottingham in Sydney, your preferred underground plumbing specialist. Don't sweat it, just jet it with J&J Brottingham. There's some kids playing here up top at the Troy Activity Center that I would like to jet.
I would jet one of these little kids. Yes, I would.
Also brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Bodkins, building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. Lehman is on top of Bodkins, 13-12 at halftime of this Division IV district semifinal. Chuck, points were at a premium in the first half.
Well, 13-12 at halftime. Yes, not a lot of offense. Bodkins has a 14-8 rebounding advantage, 3-0 on the offensive boards. Bodkins only turned it three times. Lehman didn't turn it at all. Shooting free throws, 2 of 4 for the Trojans. Lehman 1 of 2. The Cavaliers, led by O'Leary, was 6. They got 3 from Devin Pride. That's a that's gravy. They got two from Holding. They got two from France. They scored 7 and 6, 13 for the first half. Usually that would have you down double digits, but no, because Dosik and Meyer each have 5. Paul has, or Ryland Paul has 2. They're 2 of 4 from the free throw line. They scored 7 and 5, and they trail 13-12 at the half.
Lehman scored the last 5 points of that second quarter to take this 13-12 halftime lead. Halftime again here on scoresbroadcast.com, brought to you by J&J Brodigam in Sydney and Schnipple Construction in Botkins. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigam. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigam has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigam can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigam has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigam also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigam. Yes, Brodigam, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigam, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro, J&J Brodigam.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
That Devin Pride three-pointer that started a 5-0 run to end the second quarter for Lehman was your Wisebridge play of the second quarter. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to Wisebridge at 937-518-17.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
We have an update from Piqua. Jackson Center and Franklin Monroe were tied 11-11 at the end of the first quarter. The Tigers have a strong second quarter and lead the Jets 21-14 at halftime. Also have an update from Wapakoneta. Minster girls are beating Marion Local 22-17. The winner of that one will take on Mississinewa Valley in a regional semifinal at 6 on Thursday at Vandalia Butler. Fort Laramie and Rushi will face off at 8 p.m. in the second regional semifinal that day. We'll have the call of both here on scoresbroadcast.com. The winners will face off in a regional final on Saturday at 2 o'clock. And then we will have two district final boys basketball games later on Saturday. Lehman and Bakkens, the winner, will be in one of those district finals. The Cavaliers missed a shot on their first possession here in the second quarter. But Bakkens goes down. And it is a nice takedown low by Russell Lenhart. And he picks up the foul as well. He was fouled by Shane France, who quickly picks up his third foul and heads back to the bench. Lenhart at the free throw line, a nothing but net, beautiful shot, and Bakkens is on top, 15-13, 7:22 and counting left in this second quarter. Lehman looking for a better possession this time. Lachey nearly lost it. He's able to come away with it. He goes back. Coach Phil Groves wants a double dribble call, and he gets it there.
Well, you can't. Once you release a ball like you're throwing it, you can't be the one to go get it. He should have let O'Leary pick that up.
Bakkens gets the ball as a result with 7:02 and counting left in this third quarter. Herzog with it at the top of the key. After a couple of more passes, Lenhart has it. He races down the leg, goes up for a shot, and gets it to fall. He was fouled, I believe, by Devin Pride. That is who they call the foul on. So after a 5-0 lead to end the second quarter, Bakkens has scored the first 5 points of this third, and it could be 6. If the free throw is good, and it goes through by Russell Lenhart.
Well, he had 0 at the half. He's got 6 in the first minute of the third quarter.
Both great takes there by Lenhart. And Bakkens now on top, 18-13. The Trojans get the ball here, work it down to their end. Meyer with it. And Coach Groves calls out instructions to Botkins. Botkins in black, going from right to left here in the second half on your computer or smartphone. Lehman in white, going from left to right. Ball comes loose, goes out of bounds. Last off of Botkins across the court. It will be Lehman ball, but the Cavaliers take a timeout, and we will hear too. Botkins leads 18-13. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years, with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
To get your car or truck running right and back on the road, take the road to the intersection of Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru has an outstanding reputation for vehicle service and repair, plus towing available 24/7. Meyer's is second to none, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. You see, Meyer's has provided excellent workmanship on cars and trucks for 60 years, and you can always take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru too. In Newport, at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts, Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, your first choice and the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right. Lehman comes in out of that timeout, and they have been working it for the last 30 or so seconds. O'Leary with it at the free throw line. He goes to Lachey on the right side. Lachey throws a bounce pass back down along the right baseline to Devin Pride. He pulls up for a jumper and cannot get it to fall. Botkins gets the rebound and walks it back across to its side. Colin Dosick drives inside, then kicks it back out to Herzog on the left wing. He pulls up for a three off the rim. No good. Lachey grabs the rebound, races across half court. Lehman slows down and goes to work now. O'Leary hands it off to Lachey. Lachey loses control of the dribble and is able to regain it. He ran over to the right side to get it. Throws it back to the left side to Lachey. Lachey goes to O'Leary at the top of the key. O'Leary goes to Olding. Olding goes to Devin Pride. He throws a bounce pass to Lachey. Lachey dribbles left baseline, then backs out to the left wing. He almost went for a three, then throws a pass to O'Leary. O'Leary with it. Throws the pass over to Lachey. Lachey goes to Olding. Olding goes back to Lachey. Couple of more passes now. There's a pass inside. They were looking for O'Leary. It's knocked out of bounds by Herzog. He's fired up.
Yeah, he is.
So are the Botkins Elementary students by us. They've been jumping up and down all night, keeping us on our toes.
And if one of them falls down the bleachers, I promise you I didn't mean to bump them.
Lehman looking to throw it in. They get it to Olding, and we have a whistle. Lehman coach Pat Carlisle takes another timeout, and we will as well. 4:32 left in the third quarter. Botkins leads Lehman 18-13 on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Botkins has scored the only 6 points of this third quarter and leads 18-13 over Lehman. The Cavaliers scored the last 5 points of the second to take a 13-12 halftime lead. So two runs, one by each team right now. Again, the winner will advance to a district final. Next Saturday, a week from today, they'll take on that Franklin Monroe and Jackson Center winner in a district final. Lachey dribbling on the left wing, coming out of that Lehman timeout. Olding has it. Right wing. He throws it to O'Leary on the left wing. O'Leary with it. throws a short pass to Lachey. Lachey left side, goes towards the baseline, then throws it back out to Devin Pride. Devin Pride up top, gives a short pass to Olding. Olding goes back to Pride. Pride goes back to Olding. Olding throws a pass to Lachey, then he hands it off to Daniel Carlisle. He throws a short pass to O'Leary. O'Leary goes to Olding. Olding loses it. J.J. Meyer comes up with it for Bakkens. Races down the court. Goes up for a shot off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound deflected to Meyer. Bakkens will keep it. They nearly lose it. There's a great dive saving it from going across half court by Rylan Paul.
Wow.
He knocks it back to Colin Dosek.
What an effort that was.
Dosek dribbling near half court. Bakkens slowing down now. Trojans ahead by 5, 3:21 and counting left in the third quarter. After a couple of passes, Paul has it now. Left wing, he dribbles way back out up top at the volleyball line. Then he races inside, throws the pass to Herzog, left wing. Herzog dribbles inside, goes up for a mid-range floater, no good. Rebound goes back out to Meyer, who pulls up from a three from the right wing. It's no good. Lehman grabs the rebound and works it slowly past half court. The Cavaliers looking for their first points of this third quarter. Lachey has it on the left wing. He goes to Devin Pride. Pride pulls up for a three and knocks it down. Nothing but net. He was being guarded by Lenhart. Lenhart was kind of half-heartedly guarding him there, Chuck, and he got caught.
I think they're going to let him shoot the three, but he's made a couple. Now they're going to have to adjust.
There is a three from Meyer from the right wing. It is no good. Lehman grabs the rebound and works it down to its end. Lachey, right wing now, goes inside and throws a pass to Carlisle on the opposite end. After a couple of more passes, Lachey now has it again. He dribbles around and is on the left side. 2:03 and counting left in the third quarter. He goes in the corner to Pride. Pride goes back out to Carlisle, and Carlisle knocks down a three just a little to the left of the top of the key. Just like that, Lehman is on top again by 1 point, 19-18.
You're right. This has been just a run of a game of many runs back and forth.
Bakkens working on its end now. There is a jumper along the left baseline. Russell Lenhart knocks down a beautiful looking shot.
He's got all eight for Bakkens here in the third quarter.
And the Trojans have needed them all. They are back on top now, 20-19. Lehman working on its end. Olding, right side, throws it over to Devin Pride. Pride goes back to Olding. Olding to O'Leary. O'Leary gives a short pass to Lachey, who pulls up for a three from the left wing and gets it to fall.
If you're only going to have three baskets in a quarter, they might as well all be threes.
Lehman on top, 22-20, 50 seconds and counting now left in the third quarter. Bakkens working on its end now. Herzog at the top of the key. He goes to Meyer, left wing. Meyer throws it over to Paul. Paul falls down, dribbling with it, and he's called for a travel. Coach Pat Carlisle pumped up Lehman's bench, pumped up here. After a long lull, Lehman has hit 3 three-pointers in the last 2 minutes and is on top 22-20. And the Cavaliers have the ball, 30 seconds and counting in this third quarter. O'Leary walks it across half court. And it looks like Bakkens will be content to let Lehman go for one shot here. 16 seconds and counting. O'Leary with it. He throws it over to Lachey. Lachey way out on the left side. Dribbles around the arc to the right side. Goes back to O'Leary. O'Leary with it. And O'Leary is fouled.
That's on Herzog. That's going to be his third.
That was just the second foul. Now, that was just Bakken's first foul
right of
this third quarter. 3.7 seconds left. Lehman gets it into Lachey past half court. Lachey pulls up for a long shot. It is an air ball. No good. It was near half court. That was a tough one to try to hit. But luckily for the Cavaliers, they hit three threes in the last 2.5 minutes of the fourth quarter. And they lead Bakken's 22-20 as we head into the fourth quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and their surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGill-and-Tangeman-FH.com.
A&M Palin on Rangeland Road in Rushi was established in 1986. At first, they repaired broken pallets for one large customer. Today, nearly four decades later, A&M Palin serves that initial customer plus 200 additional businesses across Ohio. They specialize in recycling pallets. They buy and repair pallets or skids and give them a second life. For their customers, purchasing recycled pallets versus new ones reduces lumber waste and reduces cost. If you have any scrap pallets, need to buy some or both, give A&M Pallet a call at 937-295-3093. And if you're looking for work, A&M Pallet has entry-level positions available on its first shift, Monday through Thursday, from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Message them on Facebook or call 937-295-3093. A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. That was quite the first possession there for Bakken's to start this fourth quarter, Chuck. The Trojans trail 22-20.
Yeah, well, they just turned it. So they had the first possession, got a held ball situation, and Lehman basketball.
And the Cavaliers work it down past half court, 7:30 and counting. Now Lachey goes inside and gets it to Foley. Anticipated the defender coming, waited for him to jump by, and gets the shot to fall off the glass. Lehman has what I believe is its first multiple possession lead of the game. And Bakken's coach Phil Groves take a timeout with 7:18 left in the fourth quarter. The Trojans trail by four. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
If I remember correctly, Chuck, Lehman never led until that 5-0 run to start the second, to end the second quarter that gave them a 13-12 lead, correct? That was their first lead,
yep.
So this is their first multiple possession lead of the game. Cavaliers on top 24-20, 7:18 left in the fourth quarter coming out of this Bakken's timeout. Trojans looking to get something going. As I told you, Coach Phil Groves, in talking to him for articles for the Sydney Daily News, was concerned with how they play in recent games. He said they needed their best game of the year tonight. So far, that has not been it. And there is a missed three by Paul. It was nearly a saved rebound by Lenhart, but he throws it back into a Lehman player. O'Leary goes down the lane now for the Cavaliers. He's called for an offensive foul.
Absolutely a terrible call. He was falling backwards. Herzog, there was absolutely no way that wasn't a block, or it was just a flop. There was a no call.
O'Leary at 6 points, is that correct?
Yes.
Chuck? I think if he would have told Watkins before the game that he'd be at 6 points at this point, they'd be happy. But it has been other players who have stepped up, and we've talked about it. Devin Pride, he was our Weisbridge play of the second quarter. He's hit another big three since then. And Carlisle and Lachey have hit threes, and Lachey made that last basket before the Bodkins timeout. And now the Cavaliers ahead by four, but Bodkins will try to take advantage of that offensive foul there. They work it a bit, then back it out. Dosek with it, throws a bounce pass to Herzog. After a couple of more passes, Ryland Paul has it on the left wing. Now with it, Stosek, he almost shot, but then he throws it over to J.J. Meyer. Meyer goes to Herzog at the free throw line. He hands it back off to Meyer. Three-pointer, no good. Ball out of bounds as Linhart was trying to save it. And they say he was out of bounds with it.
Boy, Bodkin's just totally out of sync offensively the entire evening.
Lehman working it back down to its end. Lachey gets it across half court. It goes to Devin Pride. Pride goes over to Lachey. Lachey dribbles in and throws it back out to Pride. Lachey with it now, right side. He dribbles around, then goes back in, throws a bullet pass down inside to Deron Pride, who just recently came back in. And Deron Pride knocks down a shot to give Lehman a 26-20 lead. What a great assist on that one. Loose ball back down on Bodkin's end, and they call a jump ball. Possession arrow favors the Trojans. Great play down there by Lehman, Chuck.
What a great pass. And I'll tell you what, the Prides are having a nice game for offensively for the Cavaliers.
And that was not how they normally would draw it up, because France is the one who gets the starting nod, as does Daniel Carlisle. Both Prides in right now, though. Bakkens will try to work it here. There is a travel called as Dosik tried to take it inside. 5:40 left in this fourth quarter. Lehman ahead of Bakkens, 26-20. And the Cavaliers get the ball after that travel with the opportunity to extend this lead. Lachey gets it across half court. He throws it to Deron Pride. He throws a pass over on the left side to Lachey. Lachey goes to O'Leary. O'Leary goes back to Pride. Deron Pride goes to Devin, and then he gives a short pass to Lachey. Lachey goes to O'Leary, then he goes to Deron Pride. Deron Pride again throws it back to his brother Devin. Devin backs out near the volleyball line. A couple of more passes. O'Leary has it. He goes to Deron Pride. Pride dribbles around the arc, goes to Devin Pride. Lachey comes and takes a short handoff. Left side, Lachey throws a long pass back out to O'Leary after penetrating inside. O'Leary goes back to Lachey. Pull up three. Left corner, no good. Fight for the rebound. Dosek comes away with it. Races down for Bodkins. Left side, goes inside, throws a pass back out in the right corner. The Trojans work it around. Left wing, three. Herzog off the back of the rim, no good. Fight for the rebound. It goes to Lachey. Bodkins bench wanted a foul. There's none called. Lehman students fired up, as is their crowd. 4:22 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Lehman ahead by six and with the ball again. Devin Pride with it. He throws it to Lachey, right side. Lachey in front of Lehman's bench, dribbles up near the top of the key, takes one step in, backs out, thought about shooting, then throws it to Devin Pride. Devin Pride hands it off to Deron Pride on the left side. He throws it back to O'Leary near half court. O'Leary dribbles up along the right wing, throws a pass back out to Lachey. Lachey backs out near half court. Lehman killing time. 3:45 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Cavaliers ahead of Bodkins by six. Lachey dribbles up left side, then backs out near half court again. He's dribbling near half court, throws it to O'Leary, who is also near half court. O'Leary goes straight down the lane here, goes up for a shot off the glass, no good. We have a whistle, we have a foul called against Bodkins, well after the shot. It is called against Linhart. I didn't see that, Chuck. I was wondering if you did. Chuck gives me a quizzical look, and they say it was a shooting foul. Well, O'Leary's going to the free throw line.
You know what? I don't disagree that he got fouled. I don't disagree that it's a shooting, but I disagree that he called it 10 seconds after it happened.
That is a good summation of that. O'Leary trying to extend the lead, and he does by hitting the first one, second one coming up. Tentatively, a 27-20 lead for Lehman. O'Leary's second free throw is through. Nothing but net, 28-20 lead. Lehman has scored the last 9 points. Watkins working on its end. There's a pass mishandled by Herzog in the left corner. Out of bounds in front of Watkins' bench. It is Lehman ball. 3:15 left in this fourth quarter. Lehman ahead 28-20. Lachey gets it across half court. Throws a pass. Nearly lost, but Devin Pride comes over to get it. And Lehman dribbling it here. Pride threw it back to Lachey. Lachey dribbles in left side. Goes up for a shot. Kicks it back out to Carlisle. Three. Right wing. Off the rim, no good. Dosik grabs the rebound, races it back past half court, throws it left corner. He finds Noah Top. There's a three off the rim, no good. It's off the foot of Deron Pride. And it will be Watkins' ball. 2:42 left in this fourth quarter. Trojans trail by 8 after having given up the last 9 points. They need a basket here bad. Linhart throws it into Herzog. Herzog goes back out to the top of the key. There is a three by Top. It's good. Nothing but net. He was fouled as he shot. It could be a 4-point play.
Going to get a shot at a rare 4-point play.
That is exactly what Bakkens needed right there. Good ball movement on that one as well, Chuck.
Yes.
Free throw is good. Four-point play by Jordan Herzog has brought Bakkens within 28-24. 2:20 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Lachey with it out near half court for Lehman right now. And we have a whistle and a full timeout by Lehman coach Pat Carlisle. The Cavaliers ahead 28-24, 2:14 left in the fourth. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Myers is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Myers at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
What a 4-point play that was by Jordan Herzog. Bakkens needed it dearly. That cuts the gap to 28-24. Lehman has it coming in after its timeout. O'Leary has it. He dribbles inside, goes up for a shot. It rolls around and falls out. There's Herzog with the rebound. He throws it to Paul. Paul dribbling left side, goes over to Dosik. Dosik back to Paul. Three off the front of the rim from the left side. No good. Rebound right to Daniel Carlisle. Lachey has it, and he's now dribbling it up the court. 137 and counting. Lehman leads by 4. Lachey dribbles in right side, throws a pass down low to Deron Pride. He throws a pass, and the Cavaliers work it now to O'Leary. O'Leary across the court to Carlisle. Carlisle back to Devin Pride. Devin Pride goes to O'Leary. They exchange again. Devin Pride with it. He goes right wing now to Carlisle. Carlisle bounce pass to Pride. Pride goes to O'Leary. O'Leary double teamed and throws a pass to Devin Pride. Pride goes over right wing to Carlisle. Carlisle back to Pride, and we have a foul at last with 1:03 left in the fourth quarter. That is the second team foul by Botkins.
They got two more to give. I mean, they let 40 seconds go off the clock before they fouled. And they still got two more to give because they're going to have to put them on the free throw line and hope they miss free throws.
Noah Topp coming in for Jordan Herzog here. And Lehman getting ready to take it in from across the court. O'Leary with it. He throws it in to Devin Pride. And we have a foul called. That is going to go against Rylan Paul, who was guarding Pride there on the inbounds pass. 1:02 left in the fourth quarter. Lehman leads Botkins 28-24. O'Leary throws it in past half court to Lachey. Lachey gets it back across. Lachey dribbling. Fighting. He throws a pass over on the left side to Devin Pride. Pride double team, throws it over to O'Leary. O'Leary nearly lost it. Regains control. Goes in and gets a shot to fall. 30-24. Lehman's on top. Quick three by Botkins, back down on its end. It's an air ball by Noah Topp. Lehman races back down the court. Devin Pride goes up for a shot. It's no good. He was fouled as he shot. He'll go to the free throw line. 32 seconds left. What a crucial run by Lehman there.
Well, I'll tell you what, O'Leary, he hadn't scored a basket since the first quarter. What a take that was in a crucial spot.
The senior steps up when needed for Lehman. Again, he was a first-team All Three Rivers Conference selection, averages 17 points, 9 rebounds, 2.5 assists per game. And now, Devin Pride, who plays sparingly off the bench at the free throw line, he gets the first to fall, second one coming up.
He's got 7 points, two threes, and now a huge free throw.
On the season, Devin Pride is averaging 2.5 points per game. Deron Pride is who plays more off the bench for the Cavaliers. Second free throw rattles out. It stays a 31-24 gap. 27 seconds left. Botkins comes down and fires up a three. It's wild by Dosek, but he was fouled as he shot by Lachey. Part of the reason it was so wild, off the glass. So Dosek, after that foul, goes to the free throw line with 25 seconds left.
The only thing worse than that foul right there is if he would have made the basket and he fouled him. You stop the clock,
yes.
they're going to score at least 1 point, two and three with the clock stopped. That's not what you want.
That could have been the second 4-point play of the quarter had the shot went in. Dosek has made his first two. Second one is coming up. He averages just under 15 points and just over 4 rebounds per game, shooting 84% from the free throw line this year. He gets the third to fall as well, and that cuts the gap to 31-27 with 25 seconds left. Botkins trails Lehman on scoresbroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
Welcome back to the Troy Trojan Activity Center. Lehman leads Botkins 31-27. Dosek just hit three of three free throws to cut the gap down to four with 25 seconds left. Lehman has it coming in out of this timeout. They get it into Pride. He is immediately fouled by Paul. And that is the fifth team foul for Botkins in this fourth quarter. So everyone is walking down to Lehman's end for the free throws. And we were just talking about Devin Pride, what a big game he has had off the bench. On the season, he is shooting 83.3% from the free throw line. 24 seconds left. Pride with the opportunity to extend the four-point lead. First free throw rolls in. Second one coming up. Again, he is averaging just 2.5 points per game this year.
Shooting this free throw for his ninth point of the game.
Second free throw by Devin Pride is through. Nothing but net. 33-27. Botkins leads. There's a quick three by the Trojans. It is nothing but net to stay in it. That was Noah Top from the right wing. They race down, and in 4 seconds were able to get that three-pointer to fall. Lehman leads Botkins 33-30 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Lehman had boosted its lead to 8 points earlier in the fourth quarter. Botkins has cut it to three now at 33-30. Lehman looking to get it in. They get it into Lachey, and he is fouled. Botkins fans, I think, wanted a double dribble call there, Chuck.
Yeah, well, he did double dribble, but the guy was blowing the whistle before he did it. They were going to foul on the inbounds play, so tough call.
Lachey goes to the free throw line here, 18.7 seconds left. His first free throw off the back of the rim, no good. Botkins crossing their fingers, that happens again. Lehman's crossing its fingers, it does not. Lachey's free throw off the back of the rim, no good. It's a 3-point deficit as Botkins gets it back down, and they take a timeout here. We will as well. 14 seconds left. Lehman leads the Trojans 33-30. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
So many great plays here in this fourth quarter. It's hard to pick one as the Weisbridge play of the quarter. There may be more coming up in this last 14 seconds. But that last three by Top that has cut the gap down to a one-possession game is your Weisbridge play. A beautiful three from the left wing by Noah Top. Make your next play with Weisbridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Weisbridge. Weisbridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Weisbridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Botkins gets it in after the timeout. They get it to Dosek. Three, left wing, off the rim, no good. There's a rebound. It's kicked back out to Meyer. Meyer throws a pass. It is knocked out of bounds. It will be Botkins' ball. 2.6 seconds left. The Trojans are set to inbound from in front of Bakken's basket. Lehman coach Pat Carlisle was talking to the officials, and we have a 30-second timeout taken by Bakken's. We'll stay here on scoresbroadcast.com. What a game this has been by these two teams, and what a breakfast you can get at the Rushi Inn. Don't search for the best breakfast any longer. The aroma of Fresh Aid's cooking and hot coffee percolating are right under your nose in the village of Rushi at 101 East Main. Yep, the Rushi Inn serves up the best breakfast around and one of the only 5:30 a.m. breakfasts in West Central Ohio. Enjoy from 5:30 to 10 daily. The Rushi Inn is the in thing for early breakfast away from home or before you start a long day at work or on the road. And don't forget, from 11 to 1, the Rushi Inn offers lunch specials, pizza, wings, and more. The popular in thing for food out is the Rushi Inn. Eat in or carry out. The Rushi Inn at 101 East Main. Bakken set to take it in after that timeout from in front of its own bench, but Lehman coach Pat Carlisle does take a timeout after getting a look at things.
Well, Lehman has a choice here because when Bakken's throws the ball in, they still got a foul to give with 2.6 seconds. So if they throw it in, you go ahead and foul him, then they got to throw the ball back in, and now you're under two, I promise you, to try to get it back in, and now you got to make a throw to try to get it. Or you can foul and make them shoot two free throws and with a three-point lead. So a couple of choices for Lehman right now.
And it is dangerous in this situation when you're facing an opponent who is so good shooting from three. Jordan Herzog is shooting 42% from three this year. Rylan Paul, 37% from three. J.J. Meyer, 33% from three. And Colin Dosick, 39% from three. Those are great percentages and not an insignificant amount of shots by any of those players. Throw Noah Topp in there, too.
He's
23
got
for 36 from three this year. He is shooting 36% from three-point range.
And he's got two threes in the fourth quarter. The only two baskets by Bakken's.
And that last one from the left wing cut it down to a three-point gap with 20 seconds left. Here we go. 33-30. Lehman leads. 2.6 seconds left. Standing in front of the bench is Topp. Topp looking. He gets it to Meyer. Meyer pulls up for a long three off the rim. No good. The buzzer sounds. Lehman's bench storms the court. The Cavaliers are going to the University of Dayton Arena. They hold on and beat Bakken's 33-30.
Wow.
This was Lehman's goal. They had not been to a district final in a long time, and they will head back next week. To think Lehman was down 23-5 with a minute 30 left in the second quarter to Southeastern on Wednesday in a sectional final. They come back, beat the Trojans in overtime, and tonight they hold on to beat the Bakken's Trojans 33-30 to advance to a district final. A tremendous four-day span here for Bakken's. Coach Pat Carlisle runs down a tunnel of Lehman students, holding his fist in the air. Lehman is pumped up. The Cavaliers improve to 18-6 on the year. They will face the Jackson Center Franklin Monroe winner next Saturday, a week from today, in that district final at UD. That game tentatively set for a 4 p.m. start, but the start times could be rearranged. We will know for sure what the actual starting time is in a few days. Bakken's finishes 18-6 overall on the year. At last check, Jackson Center was ahead of Franklin Monroe 29-23 heading into the fourth quarter of that one in Piqua, and we just had a final come across on Twitter. Jackson Center beat the Jets 38-31.
All right.
So there will be a Shelby County Athletic League team in that district final matchup as Jackson Center defeats Franklin Monroe. Lehman will have to beat a second straight SCAL squad if it wants to advance to a regional. Great game here, Chuck. We're going to pause for a break. When we come back, we will recap what was a tight fight between these two squads. Layman.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area, Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at GOFFENAfurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
It was a game of runs. Lehman scored the last 5 points of the second quarter to take a 13-12 halftime lead. Then Botkins came out and scored the first
six
points of the third quarter to take an 18-13 lead. Then Lehman comes with a strong run and takes a 28-20 lead with 3:26 left in the fourth quarter after Donovan O'Leary makes 2 of 2 free throws. But Botkins was able to get a couple of late threes by Top, and then Dosik hit 3 free throws. It was enough to cut the gap down to 33-30 with 20 seconds left. But Chuck, Botkins could not get a shot to fall there to send it to overtime. And bottom line is, Lehman was just able to make the shots it needed to make in that fourth quarter to win.
Well, I mean, Lachey stood up there. One of those two free throws would have ended the game. Missed them both. Botkins came down. They had two pretty decent looks at threes. Couldn't get them to drop. And that was your ball game. And Lehman actually outplayed them. I mean, they got most of the 50-50 balls. I just don't know if Botkins, I think maybe the kids overlooked Lehman a little bit, but they shouldn't have, because Lehman's going to keep playing.
As I told you from talking to Coach Phil Groves after two of their previous tournament victories, his message in both of them was that they needed to play better. He said after their win over Triad on Wednesday that they needed to play their best game of the year to win tonight, and that they did not do. And Lehman wins 33-30. at Enns-Bodkin season with an 18-7 overall record. Lehman improves to 18-6 overall, and they will face Jackson Center. If you didn't hear earlier, the Tigers beat Franklin Monroe 38-31 in a district semi tonight in Piqua to advance. Those two squads, again, will face off in a district final a week from today that is tentatively set for a 4 p.m. tip-off. But the rotation, the schedule of what games will start at what time could change. We will know in a couple of days what the official starting time is for those district games on Saturday. It'll be a big day here on scoresbroadcast.com. Girls regional final set for 2 o'clock, then tentatively 4 and 8 p.m. the two boys district final games at UD involving our teams right now at this moment. Rushi tentatively set to play in the 8 o'clock one. Again, times could change among those games. It's all set for Thursday. Girls regional semifinals on Thursday. Be sure to tune in to those. Right now, Minster and Marion Local are headed to overtime, tied 46-46. The winner of that one will take on Mississinewa Valley at 6 o'clock. That's the first regional semifinal. And then we will have Fort Laramie taking on Rushi at 8 o'clock on Thursday at Vandalia Butler in the second regional semifinal that night. So an exciting week coming ahead here on scoresbroadcast.com. Jack Kramer will be back for the call. Those games along here with Chuck. Fun working with you today, Chuck. And this was a great game to finish it out with. And what a game by Devin Pride to help Lehman earn this win.
Well, I'll tell you what, Devin Pride, he had 9 points. He had two big threes, 3 for 4 from the free throw line. He is my Clancy's player of the game. Devin O'Leary had 10. Herzog did a nice job, pretty much took him out of the game, but they got some help from Pride. They had a big three by Lachey. They had a big three by Carlisle in the third quarter. They live by the threes, and that's how they won the basketball game tonight. Bodkins, on the other hand, they had 8 from Dosick and 8 from Lenhart. I'm going to go with Russell Lenhart as my Clancy's player of the game for the Trojans.
Russell Lenhart from Bodkins and Devin Pride from Lehman, the Clancy's stars of the game. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Lehman Catholic beats Bodkins 33-30 to punch a ticket to a Division IV district final a week from today, where the Cavaliers will take on Jackson Center, which beat Franklin Monroe 38-31 tonight. Bodkins finishes its season 18-7 overall. Lehman improves to 18-6. Thanks so much for listening to this one, and thanks everybody who tuned in today. Fun to be with you, Chuck.
Yep, great day.
And looking forward to covering some more games here coming up. Again, be sure to tune in to Jack and Chuck for the tournament games later on this week. Check scoresbroadcast.com for the full broadcast schedule and times once things are finalized in a couple of days. Again, Lehman wins 33-30. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
This Scores Broadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Securecom in Minster. S-E-C-U-R-com. Online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. And the 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.